I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that over 20 million adults in the U.S. have chronic kidney failure. To talk about this disease in South Carolina and living donor kidney transplantation is Dr. Baliga from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Baliga, as chief of the Division of Transplant Surgery at MUSC, can you tell us how many people in South Carolina have chronic kidney disease?
Bobby, the numbers in South Carolina are fairly scary. The South Carolina DHEC reports approximately 1 in 8 have chronic kidney disease. We have one of the highest rates of hypertension, which is a common cause of kidney failure, and approximately 25% of South Carolinians are expected to be diabetic. And those two are the most common causes of kidney failure, which gives us a very high rate of kidney failure.
Are patients currently on dialysis the primary group of patients who end up having a kidney transplant?
Correct. I think it's important to realize that kidney transplant is a substitute for dialysis. Kidney transplant prolongs your lifespan and obviously provides you a much better quality of life.
Now, let's talk about the living donor kidney transplant. How does that work?
That's a great question, and there's a tremendous amount of misconception as who can donate. In the old days, I recall that we used to have tremendous arguments based on who can donate related to their genetic matching of the patient. Our current anti-rejection medicines have been able to overcome these differences, so currently, anyone can donate. We are more focused on the quality of the kidney than any type of matching. So we ask our patients to look at their larger social circles. It's still the immediate family is the most common group which donates, but now it's extended to your entire social circle, their neighbors, friends. There are a wide group of patients who have donated, including a significant number of donors coming forward who are anonymous.
So when a transplant of this nature happens, we're talking about taking one kidney and transplanting it into the recipient. So now one kidney is doing the job that used to be done by two kidneys.
Correct. Normal function of a kidney clears your blood out of poisons or breakdown of protein, and it approximately has a filtration rate greater than 100, close to 120 cc's per minute. So even if you do take a kidney out, it doesn't go down to 60. The remainder kidney kind of makes up, and the remainder kidney function could go up anywhere from even to 80 to towards 90. So patients who donate, still have such a large reserve, even with one kidney.
Let's talk about the actual surgery just very briefly. Give us the highlights of what does this mean in terms of recovery to the person who is donating a kidney and also to the recipient of that kidney?
Sure. Living donor transplant, people forget, have been done since 1954. So there's a long track record, and the surgery has evolved. Most patients stay in the hospital for 2 days, and they're able to return to full-time work within a few weeks. And to the recipient who receives a high-quality kidney, the recovery is so fast because the kidney works immediately, and the recipient usually has a much more rapid improvement compared to receiving a cadaver kidney.
Dr. Baliga, thank you for providing this update about chronic kidney disease and transplantation in South Carolina.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.